All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, March 18th of 2025, and looking ahead here, we have a four-game NBA main slate tonight, nine-game NHL main slate, and then we did have the Tokyo series get underway earlier this morning, and then another game overnight tonight. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. But in case you guys weren't aware, we were doing a giveaway for the players over the weekend here, where we were giving away golf bags. We are giving away two of these per the giveaway here. So I do have to announce the winners of the giveaway today, since there was a playoff yesterday between, you know, Rory and I believe JJ Spahn. So I hope you guys enjoyed the tournament. You know, obviously had a super exciting finish with the playoff and everything, but we do need to give these away. This is a pre-giveaway leading into our birdie battle. We did our birdie battle golf summer giveaway last year. It was really, really cool. A lot of people enjoyed it, and we're going to be bringing that back. But heading into that, we wanted to do something special for the players. So for those who signed up and were aware, we're giving these away. So we're supposed to be giving two of these away, but there was actually a tie for first for top finisher. So Clags 22 and CJ 351 both came in sixth place, both scored 542.5 points. So I did talk to the team, and we are going to be giving away one bag to each of them. So they will both be getting a SaberSim golf bag, and then we are still going to be giving one away to a random entrant winner who participated. So I've got all the names of everybody who signed up and maxed out the $3.20 max this last week. I've grabbed all those names. 108 people participated. Put them in our wheel of names. So I'm going to shuffle this a couple of times, and then we are giving away one additional golf bag to whoever wins this giveaway. So looks like the winner is gonna be, it's gonna be close, Seminole FS. Congratulations. Let's get that logged here. Seminole. Oh, I do not have edit privileges on this one. All right. I will get that logged. Seminole FS is our third winner for the golf bag. Appreciate everybody who participated. More weeks to come, right? We are going to have plenty of weeks, and we will communicate everything that we're giving away, just like we did last year, and all the different ways that you guys can earn prizes through the giveaway. So super excited for what is to come on that front. But with that taken care of, let's close that up. And let's open up SaberSim, and we'll start with our questions for Office Hours today. All right. So SaberSim coming up now. All right. First question today. Hi, Andrew. Hope you're doing well. I have a quick question regarding large field GPP strategy. After running your contest sims, what are your thoughts on entering a mix of both positive and negative ROI lineups? I'm uncertain whether this might be counterproductive, but it seems that the highest ROI lineups are often too chalky and have a realistic chance at first place finish. I understand the objective is to have a few lineups in the top 1%, after which variance plays a significant role. I'd appreciate hearing your thoughts on this approach, as well as any recommendations you might have for effectively diversifying a portfolio of entries. Thank you for your time and insight. All right. So my opinion here, right, is that I basically never want to play negative ROI lineups. You know, even if you only submit you know, positive ROI lineups before a slate, right? If you put a filter on or something, you're like filtering ROI greater than zero, doesn't guarantee you're not going to have some negative ROI lineups. Personally, I think it's almost impossible to submit 150 plus ROI lineups, at least in like the post-contest sim. So like, I would be shocked even if you went and took like, you know, the highest 150 maxer sim ROI and you looked at every one of their lineups and not a single one of them was negative. That just comes down to, you know, how actual lineups come in, you know, actual ownerships, player combinations, all of those type of things. You know, the goal isn't to, you know, have every single lineup. I mean, I guess that's kind of the goal, but I think that's like a really hard one. For me, I'm not looking at my set of lineups after the fact and trying to say, okay, you know, did I, like, for instance, like, let's go back to yesterday, right? So let's go to the DK and we'll look at like some lineups I played. So let's see. I played this $5, 150 max, right? So I open this up and we'll let this load real quick. Okay. Close that. Go to users. So I entered 78 lineups in this contest, right? All right. So then I'm going to filter for lineups greater than or equal to 78. And then I sort by sim ROI, right? Okay, well, here I'm like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm like 11th on this list, right? People who entered this many lineups or more. You know, this is more what I'm looking at. Like, how did I do on a user level, right? And I did good. But if I come in here and I filter for my lineups and then I go to leaderboard, you know, I wouldn't be shocked to find that a few lineups here are negative ROI, like this one, negative 1%, right? Negative 18%. You know, some of these high ROI ones balance it out, negative 4%. I'm not in here like, hey, how do I get rid of these, you know, negative 18% sim ROI lineups, negative 4%, whatever. I just think that's going to happen. But more, it's, you know, a little zoomed out, a little wider approach, like, hey, you know, am I entering more positive sim ROI lineups than negative, right? So I think that, frankly, I think that even if you enter all positive sim ROI in the pre-slate, you're still going to end up with some negative ROI lineups here, right? And looks like, yeah, I mean, it looks like even, you know, top, the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth highest sim ROI who maxed it out ended up winning the contest, right? So I know there's always a small minority of people who are like, oh, we should play negative ROI lineups because they win contests, right? Well, you know, positive sim ROI win it too. So it's always kind of nice to see. But anyways, you know, think about it like this. You got to figure out what sorting metric you actually believe in. And if you're entering, you know, positive and negative ROI lineups, well, you're basically saying like you don't believe that the positive ROI lineups are the best lineups. So what I would say is like just choose a different sorting metric or like build your own, right? We have the ability in your in SaberSim, like in the sorting metric section, to create custom metrics, right? To create your own. Like if you come in here, we have the, you know, upcoming slate, right? We'll just build 500 lineups real quick. Okay, build lineups is green. Let's kick this off. And I just kind of want to talk about custom metrics a little bit. All right. Run contest sim. All right. So we're running this contest sim. Just ran. Sorting appropriately. So when you come into this dropdown, right, and click this dropdown, you can go down here and click add metric, right? Well, you could use anything you want. You could use detailed stats. You could use Saber scores. You could use percentiles. You could use contest sims, right? So like, maybe you don't like ROI alone, but maybe you're actually kind of okay if you use like ROI, and then you used projection, right? And then you use like projection sum or something like that. And you combine these. Basically, what I would recommend is figuring out what sorting metric you actually believe in and using that one, right? Otherwise, you're just kind of randomly like entering positive and negative ROIs. Like you might as well just come in here and set your lineups to the size of the pool. It's like, okay, I have 500 lineups in my pool. I'm going to set this to 500. And then I'm just going to use unique random and say, however many entries I have, just randomly assign them from any lineups in my pool, right? We don't really recommend that. Even if you're using SaberScore, we say try and stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool. With ROI, whenever you filter, you know, by ROI, we come in here and we add one, say, hey, show lineups with ROI greater than zero. You know, so many lineups typically like go in the trash, right? Now, let's just lower this real quick. Say it again, even with the lineups that we do build, right? We think that you should try and zone in and play a smaller subset, not just any of them. So that's my best advice there. You got to figure out what works for you, whether it's a different sorting metric, whether it is a custom metric or something, but I wouldn't just randomly play any lineups from your pool. All right. Good stuff there. HC said, hi, Andrew. What does group by contest button do? Thanks. Yeah. So this is a button that is in late swap. Okay. Let's see if we can actually see this. Let's go to our late swap tutorial. And let's go into the late swap. All right. So what we're talking about is this group by contest button up here on the side. So there's basically two ways to view your lineups in late swap. Group by contest means that when you click this drop down, it's going to show you the lineups that are in that contest. Okay. So what that looks like, let me see if I can see it. Okay, it should show it right here. Oh, no. So Jordan actually talks about this, but basically when group by contest is on, you click this arrow, it's going to show you the lineups that are in this contest. Now, if you have lineups that are in a multiple contest, you could turn this off and it will show you the lineups. It will simply show you the lineups and it'll say, hey, you know, this lineup has these ROIs for all these contests. Typically, in my opinion, group by contest makes more sense, which is, you know, why we have that on by default. But you could turn it off and you could view the lineups differently. It's just a little bit harder to understand for me personally. But if you'd rather view it on like a lineup level rather than a contest level, you have the option to do that by toggling group by contest off. So group by contest says, back here, hey, these are your contests, and then within these contests, these are your lineups, as opposed to group by contest off, where you just have a list of lineups and it's not showing you exactly what, or it does show you what contests they're in right here, but it's just a little bit different the way it works. So hope that made sense. Hope I didn't confuse anybody more. All right, good stuff there. Aggie said, Drew, you demand. Thank you. I've been noticing that FanDuel GPPs are consistently scoring 330 plus. Let me say that again. I think FanDuel scoring is like usually a little bit higher than like DraftKings because I think their salary cap is higher, right? They have like 60,000 salary cap, where DK has like a 50K salary cap. Just so you guys know, you know, somebody asked me this, like, hey, you know, lineups are scoring like this much, but my projected scores are never that high, you know? Your projected scores are like never going to match the scores that are like actually winning contests because the projected scores are always the averages, right? This is how these players do on average. But we know that you that you need high upside outcomes to occur in order to win contests, right? So if you're looking for like a better sense of like how your lineups do at like the top, at their top range, right? The points they score when you probably win the contest, I would go and sort by percentiles just to at least see this, right? And then when you sort by percentile, you could actually see these big numbers. And so this top lineup, what we're saying is it has a percentile 99 of 352.8. So what we're saying is that 1% of the time, this lineup scores 352.8 points in our sims. And then 5% of the time, this lineup scores 320 points. 15% of the time, it scores 298 points, right? So we do understand that, you know, projection alone isn't like a good indicator of like how your lineups are going to do in your contest, which is why we don't use projected score. It's why we created Saber Score. So Saber Score does incorporate these percentiles, right? You go in and you'll look at your Saber Score. You click this eye icon. There's a sum projection component, right? But there's also a 99th percentile component as well as an ownership. So with Saber Score, we're trying to balance projection, percentile, and ownership all together to give you what we believe are the best lineups for the contests in the entry sizes that you're playing, right? So that's what Saber Score is doing. I don't think you need to do anything special. What I would recommend for sure is like, you know, typically the Saber Scores will default to like 10K to 50K just because a lot of like 20 maxes and a lot of like the lower stakes contests kind of fall within this range. But I would make sure you're using the right one for the contest that you're playing, right? So if you're optimizing for a certain contest, you know, come in and set the Saber Score because the weights are going to be different, right? Typically, like the percentile might be different or the adjusted ownership weight might be different. And when you're playing, you know, the 5 cent 150 max on FanDuel, you know, that's a really big contest. It's a little bit different than if you're playing like the, you know, $2, 22, 20 max, 25 max, whatever it is, you know, on that day. So that's like one of the biggest things I would do is like use each contest specific Saber Score. So if you're playing more than one contest, right, the way I would set that up is something like this. I'll show you right now. So say, you know, I'm getting ready to fill my lineups. And we'll let this render. So say you're using autofill, right? You're using playing a bunch of different contests. I would go into the rank by column, and then I would switch this to each specific contest. I would use the entry size for each contest, and then I would pick that matching Saber Score. So in autofill, you can right click on the column headers, and then you can add a column that is contest size. That way you can easily reference how big the contest is. And then you can switch your Saber Score and say, oh, okay, I'm playing a single entry. It's 1,500 entries. I'm going to put the 1K to 10K Saber Score. Oh, I'm playing a 20 max. That's 25,000 entries. I'm going to put the 10K to 50K Saber Score. I'm playing the 5 cent 150 max. I'm going to put the Saber Score that is 50K plus entries, right? And then set those all up and then save them, right? But if you're only playing like one contest or something, you can just do that in direct fill by just selecting the sorting option that you want. So that's what I would mostly be doing. I think that's like one of the best changes that you can make for trying to make sure your lineups are optimized for the contest that you're playing so you get the right amount of upside and ownership fade and all those type of things. So check that out. Try that out if you're not already doing that. Aggie said, that makes so much sense. I'm glad it does. And then HC said, thanks. It is on by default. And then, sweet, I'll try that. Awesome. Good stuff. All right. Big J said, I can load lineups to DK without having it filled already. That goes against what I've seen we have to do for DK. Has that changed? So what I know is that on FanDuel, they will not accept a lineup file that has a blank row. Okay. So if you have 200 entries and you've filled 199 of them and your one last entry is blank, has no lineup, they will reject the file. I'm not 100% sure that's the case on DraftKings. It might not be. When you say, like, I can load lineups to DK without having it filled already, I'm assuming going from SaberSim to DraftKings, right? If you're talking about, like, reserving entries, right, you can do that without having a lineup. So we do have a tutorial on reserving entries, the different ways you could do that. You go to our tutorial section, and then you go, how to reserve entries. I reserve entries on my phone all the time, and I do it without a dummy lineup. Now, if you're doing it on desktop, typically the easiest way to do it is by building a dummy and then putting that lineup into the contest like 150 times or whatever. So you end up having one lineup in there like a bunch of times. That works out easier on desktop, but using my phone, I'm able to just reserve entries and then just leave them there until I put lineups into them after the fact. So got to figure out which one works best for you, but those are the ways that I am most familiar with. All right. Good stuff so far. Caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So why don't we do a little bit of a slate demo here while we wait for more questions to roll in. So I'm just going to open up a fresh build. And four game slate tonight, pretty spread out, right? We have two games within 30 minutes and then a 2.5 hour break and then two games late, right? So it should be interesting. Good opportunities to take advantage of live sims and things like that here because both games should be finished before the next set of games kick off. But anyways, I'm going to leave Minimax salary alone. I'm going to make two adjustments to projections. Again, always build as many lineups as your plan allows here. This would be a good opportunity to go to the contest tab, bring in my entry file. Big J said there was a tutorial saying that you had to insert a dummy lineup in DK in order for you to import the template to SaberSim. Maybe I misunderstood. Gotcha. The biggest thing is that you reserve entries in one way, shape, or form. So whether you are inserting a dummy lineup and filling it into your contests or whether you are simply reserving on your phone with no lineups, that's totally fine. So your entries do not need a lineup in order to go from the fantasy site into SaberSim. The entries can be empty for sure. So hope that clarifies. All right. So we've run our build. I'm going to kick off this contest. I'm just going to use our default one that we have in app. And I'm going to turn on exposures. Or I'm going to sort by exposure. Big J said, awesome. Thank you. You're welcome. And while this runs here, and looks like we still have Steph Curry projected, so I'm just going to remove him so I don't have to work, deal with it. Cheston said, one last question concerning live sims. Is that something we have to do before? So the live, so if you have the contest sims, okay, you have the live sims. Now, you don't need to do anything special. And the reason for that is because once the contests start and once the slate starts, if you go to this field lineup section, these toggles are on. Use live fields, use live sims. We are going to use the live data automatically for you. Even if this still says flagship MME, you don't need to change it. If the data is present, we are going to use the live data automatically for any additional sims that you run while this slate is in progress. So all you need to do is open up your late swap, build your lineups, click run contest sim as usual, and then we will automatically use the live data. So you don't need to change anything. One thing I do think is like good to change just so you can better, analyze your exposures and your leverages. After the slate starts, I like to change my own column from flagship MME to flagship MME live because, you know, for instance, like maybe like Russell Westbrook yesterday, right? You know, I don't think he was very high owned before the slate started, but then Jokic gets ruled out. Jamal Murray gets ruled out. Christian Brown gets ruled out. And, you know, Denver's like super depleted. And then, you know, Russell Westbrook ends up being like a super good play, but you're not going to be able to tell from the pre-slate ownership. But if you do switch to the live ownership, you would see his ownership go up. And I think he ended up coming in somewhere around like 25 to 35% owned, depending on where you were playing. So you would be able to get a better idea of what his ownership is going to be if you switch to the live source once the slate starts, and then you could better analyze your exposures and understand how much leverage you're going to have compared to the field, right? Because field is obviously going to update as well. So that's the only thing I'm changing here. But aside from that, you don't need to change anything else. All right. So getting back to this demo here. So we ran our contest sim. Lineups are sorting by the specific contest ROI. In case you guys didn't know, we did change this. So when you used to run a contest sim, it wouldn't, and you didn't have an entry file uploaded, I would always say, hey, we got to go switch to the specific contest ROI. Basically, what the builder is doing is that if you don't have an entry file uploaded, it is sorting by the default contest sim that is enabled in the contest tab, which goes along with the changes to the contest tab that we recently made. So nice little quality of life improvement there. Aside from that, I'm going to go to average ROI, just so I have my aggregate metric. And then I'm ready to start making adjustments, right? Say I'm building 20 lineups. Cool. I just done this so many times. I know I can usually go from 1 to 4 pretty easily here. It is a smaller slate. So, you know, we actually did drop like 100% ROI here. But, you know, the ROIs are like really high right now. I'm assuming like ownership hasn't caught up with some of the updates. So we were at like 600%, 660, and we're down to 560, right? And I'll say like, hey, I'm okay dropping, you know, 10 to 20% ROI. So like 4 kind of seems okay. Leverages are taking 2 stands, one on LaMelo, one on Trae Young, both high salary players. They're actually in the same game. So I think we're expecting a little bit of like a shootout here. And then other than that, kind of flat across the board. So, you know, 4 seems fine. If you want to walk it back to 3 and maintain some higher ROI, that's okay as well. Even at 3, the leverages don't creep up too high. So 3 seems fine. You know, you got to just kind of mess around with this and figure out where you are most comfortable with your exposures and leverages, and then kind of settle on the right number using these aggregate metrics to kind of lead the way. But that's how I'd be building lineups for tonight's 4-game slate. And then Cheston said, thanks, you're welcome. But all right, we're caught up with questions and Discord in the YouTube chat, knocked out a slate demo. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. And for the winners for our golf giveaway, congratulations again. Our support team will reach out to you and let you know about claiming your prizes. So until tomorrow, everyone, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.